listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 638. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and that you need to be prepared. This podcast, this broadcast, is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done down through the years. However, it is all about preparation. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ then went on to give them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Those signs include, number one, the appearance of false Christs and false prophets, wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, fatal epidemic diseases, earthquakes in divers or various places, increased persecution of believers, the gospel being preached in all the world, signs and great wonders in the heavens involving the sun, moon, stars, and planetary movements. Number nine, distress and perplexity among people. 10, increased violence as in the days of Noah. 11, increased homosexuality and sexual immorality as it was in the days of Lot, and many, many other signs. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Fox News, a second U.S. Navy aircraft carrier strike group entered the Western Pacific on Tuesday amid an increasing war of words between the United States and North Korea. The USS Theodore Roosevelt is joining the USS Ronald Reagan off the Korean Peninsula. It is rare to have two U.S. Navy aircraft carriers stationed in that region. The deployment comes as the U.S., Japan, and South Korea maritime forces are conducting a trilateral exercise aimed at improving ballistic missile defenses. Second, today, under the sign category of pestilences and epidemic diseases, according to the Washington Post, this month world leaders rehearsed for a pandemic that experts say will come sooner than we expect. It's the fourth such exercise the World Bank has helped organize in the past year, reflecting what experts say is the growing awareness outside the traditional global health sector of the increasing threat and economic disruption posed by a global pandemic. Tim Evans, Senior Director for Health, Nutrition, and Population at the World Bank. Said the chaotic and horrendously inefficient early response to the 2014 Ebola epidemic in West Africa that killed more than 11,000 people was the catalyst for the simulations. He said the bank wanted to move from a history of panic and neglect to one where we're going to start to prepare much more systematically to be ready for the 100% probability we will be dealing with this again, probably sooner than we expect. Third today under the assigned category of interest in false one world religion. According to The Guardian, a successful Silicon Valley engineer is aiming to set up a religious organization that worships artificial intelligence. Anthony Lewandowski, a former top developer for Google and Uber, has established a non-profit religious corporation called Way of the Future. According to state filings, Way of the Future's startling mission is to develop and promote the realization of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence and through understanding and worship of the Godhead contribute to the betterment of society. Silicon Valley has sought solace in technology and has developed quasi-religious concepts, including the singularity, the hypothesis that machines will eventually be so smart that they will outperform all human capabilities, leading to a superhuman intelligence that will be incomprehensible to our brains. Other science and technology experts in the field, including Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk, have warned against the unbridled development of artificial intelligence. Musk said this week that Lewandowski represents the kind of people who should absolutely not be allowed to develop digital super intelligence. You can read these stories in more detail and get more Second Coming related news on our website at secondcomingherald.com. Now it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled The Great Harlot and the Scarlet Beast, Part 4. The Great Harlot and the Scarlet Beast, Part 4, from Dr. Ed Heinsohn's fine book, Revelation, Unlocking the Future. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, Revelation Unlocking the Future by Dr. Ed Heinsohn. Dr. Heinsohn simplifies the message of the Revelation so that you can easily understand it for yourself. You need this book in your library. It is available on our website for just $300. It is available on our website for just $30. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at secondcomingherald.com. The very fact that John calls Babylon's identity a mystery ought to be enough to indicate that he does not intend to use or intend us to take Babylon literally. His subsequent description of this great city makes that point all the more clear. David Hawking also emphasizes that he is, or she rather, is a mystery, and says, that is Babylon, this suggests that neither ancient Babylon nor its site is intended. It teaches us to look deeper and to see it figuratively rather than literally. John's imagery here is drawn from Jeremiah 51, where Babylon is referred to as a golden cup that made the nations drunk with the intoxicating desire for power. Thus, John takes the name of Israel's ancient enemy, Babylon, and uses it for Rome. Robert Mounts writes, whether Jezebel or Cleopatra sat for the portrait John is now painting makes little difference. The harlot is Rome. Adorned in luxury and intoxicated with the blood of the saints, she stands for a dominant world system based on seduction for personal gain over and against the righteous demands of a persecuted minority. The real tragedy is that she could well be America. Well, there is no clear prophecy about the United States in the Bible, nor Canada, Australia, South Africa, etc. as well. It is possible to infer nations that are European transplants from the young lions of Tarshish. It is certainly probable that if a European alliance were to form in fulfillment of these prophecies anytime soon, it would most likely include all the major Western powers that an American leader could head them is certainly possible, even probable. Lord willing, in our next episode, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will begin answering the question, who is this great mystery? In closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetical tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, What Time Is It? J.C. Ryle writes, Romans 13:12 said, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. You and I are in a world which is rapidly rolling on towards the day of judgment. There is an hour before us all when the earth and its works shall be burned up, and the inhabitants thereof shall all stand before the bar of Christ. There is a place to come whose issues are of greatest importance. Surely it befits us to think of that day. Are we ready for it? Is it possible that we may live to see it? Is it near or is it far off? What time is it? Come with me this day and consider the thoughts of an inspired apostle on this solemn subject. He says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on us the armor of light. These words ought to come home to our consciences like the blast of a trumpet. They ought to rouse our sleeping minds to a sense of eternal realities which are before us. They call upon us to lay aside all trifling, lingering, and carelessness about our Christianity. They summon us to a close walk with God. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next broadcast/podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word, and we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Help us to cherish your holy word, to love it, and to obey it, and to do your will by it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight. It's time.